Hi, this is a dictation for Rachel Reynold, RAYCHELL, RAYNOLDS. Date of service is 9/11. One moment. Sorry, 9/22/2022. And date of date of visit is 9/22/2023. Date of birth is 2/12/92. Question is here for a follow up evaluation. She reports of suffering from severe pain in the right leg. Clearly, all of it in as soon as to dermatome fashion and anteriorly below the knee in L3/4 nerve distribution. She reports that her pain is around 9 to 10 constant and is worse at night. She is using lidocaine and gabapentin, which relieves some. She recently had an ENG that was found positive for sciatic nerve involvement. And it has been difficult to get her MRIs due to the Blue Cross not authorizing. And an EMG that was found positive for the sacroiliac joint. Sorry, sciatic nerve involvement. Her ADLs are affected 9. She has a difficult time walking. She has a foot drop on the right side. And 40% improvement has been listed by the patient. She is undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and acupuncture. Please review the chart for the ADL, for the system review, for additional history, for the substance abuse, as well as current history. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 113 over 82, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 9/11/2023, dictation number 0917-009. The plan is to continue the treatment. We have called the neurosurgeon, Dr. Mohan, to see if any release of the entrapment of the sciatic nerve will help. I do not find any need for blocking the sciatic nerve for the fear of just numbing the entire leg and making the life more miserable, even though the pain could be relieved for temporary time. Hence, it is better to refer her out for the neurosurgeon. Unfortunately, the MRI of this area could not be done. She is a victim of a gunshot wound. And after that, a neurologist also has been difficult to find. We have sent it to Dr. Krash Jodi, but I haven't heard. 4 or 5 neurologists we have tried. And at this time, we even tried ultrasound and CAT scan, but we could not do any of them. The insurance company has not authorized. She also was found to have no medications in several of the drug screens, and because of that reason, she is being taken off from the use of Percocet. Last 5 times, medications are not found, and hence we are going to switch over to Suboxone for her to help her from her possible addiction and possible misuse of the medication. We are not sure if she is even selling them, but who knows. So at this time, the best way I can control the pain, if it is genuine, as it look like, for moderate to severe pain, is Suboxone 8 to 2 with naltrexone. We will continue using lidocaine, gabapentin, and compounding cream, and we'll go from there. Thank you.